STC board transitions to new leadership. Texas border business. Amanda Sotelo, the South Texas College Board of Trustees is gearing up for a new year with some new and familiar faces and a transition in leadership appointments. Leading the group of seven trustees is the newly elected chair, but longest-standing board member Aleyo Salinas Jr., Ph.D. Prior to Salinas' appointment, the position was held by Rose Benavides, president of the Starr County Industrial Foundation. Serving a two-year term as chair, Salinas said he is ready to serve STC in a new capacity, one in which he can put his 29 years of STC board experience to use. During his nearly three-decade tenure, Salinas has only held this position one other time. I have seen the college go from 800 students to more than 30,000, he said. The exponential growth, in terms of programs and building expansions, that I have been able to experience as a founding trustee, has been eye-opening, inspiring, and motivating. Everything that has been done has transformed our region, and I'm ready to lead us into a new era. Serving as Salinas Vice Chair is Paul Rodriguez, Chief Executive Officer of Valley Land Title Company. Rodriguez has served on the board since 2012 and has also served as Chair and Secretary. At STC, we're doing a lot of great things, and right now, we're in a unique chapter where we're leading in higher education in Hidalgo and Starr Counties, said Rodriguez. As Vice Chair, I'm here to help every trustee to continue promoting our success, and we'll continue supporting the initiatives that make the college a leader. He added that with many other initiatives on the horizon, he is proud to be an STC representative serving during a pivotal time in the college's history. I am grateful to be serving STC in this capacity and to be serving with the team of trustees we have in place, he said. Beyond that, every year, I look forward to representing the board at commencement and getting to share that stage with our students. They are the stars of the show. What we do for them. It is so satisfying and rewarding to see them, and their families, excited for their futures. Rounding out the team of officers is Danny Guzman, who will serve as the board's next secretary. Guzman was first elected to the STC Board of Trustees in 2020 and serves as a member of the Education and Workforce Development Committee. Guzman said as a trustee, and now as secretary, he supports his fellow officers in their goals and the visions they have for the college. As secretary and a member of the board, I will protect the good name of STC, said Guzman. I will continue to promote the institution's mission, strategic goals and objectives and ensure that we always have the best interest of our stakeholders in mind when making decisions. As trustees, these public servants also sit on numerous committees established by the college to monitor and review processes and best practices. The committees include education and workforce development, finance, audit and human resources and facilities. Leading the Education and Workforce Development Committee for a second term is Victoria Cantu. Cantu was recently re-elected to serve on the STC Board of Trustees, and previously served as the board's secretary. She said her passion for her position on the board is fueled by her commitment to foster educational excellence and workforce development in the community. I am deeply honored and grateful to continue serving as chair of the Education and Workforce Committee for STC. It is an immense privilege to have the support and confidence of our new chairman of the board, who has believed in my leadership and vision, she said. My goals are to develop forward-thinking strategies that empower our students and seamlessly integrate education with career readiness, to champion policies that support our educators and learners, and to cultivate a learning environment that is responsive to the evolving needs of our community. Holding her first leadership position within the board is Gonzalez Alcantar, as the newest chair for the Finance, Audit and Human Resources Committee. However, her leadership is already well known throughout the community in her role as the Chief Executive Officer of the Boys and Girls Club McAllen and as a servant leader among numerous boards in Hidalgo County. I believe that every dollar is an opportunity, so beyond being a good steward of our funds, I also want to look into how we can best utilize our money to impact our community and lift everyone up, said Gonzalez Alcantar. As our student needs and industry resources evolve, we need to align our funds to continue to bolster our programs, and to remain competitive when it comes to recruiting and retaining our quality personnel so that our students always get the best of the best. Finally, the Facilities Committee is led by Board Chair Salinas. Serving as an STC trustee and as an officer or committee chair is a privilege and honor, but, in reality, We all play a major role in the development and promotion of the college, he said. We will work together to develop goals and set forth initiatives that will give STC and those we serve continued growth. We are in it to change lives, he said. Elected trustees serve 6-year terms on the Board of Trustees. Board officers and committee appointments are held for 2 years.